Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, October 24th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. On Friday, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki told reporters that Poland has no problem with the rule of law, but some European Union countries do not understand its judicial policies. The comments were made during a news conference in Brussels, following a contentious two-day summit of the European Council. Poland's judicial reforms and rule of law mechanisms were one of the main topics discussed during the Council, along with energy security and the ongoing migrant crisis at the EU external border with Belarus. Poland's constitutional tribunal ruled in a landmark judgment earlier this month that parts of EU law were incompatible with the Polish constitution, sparking debate across various EU institutions. According to Morawiecki, Poland joined the European Union in 2004 on the basis of our constitution, which gives certain prerogatives to international treaties, certain powers which are sometimes quite far-reaching in terms of economic life, but not without their limits. He added that the EU's prerogatives obviously did not extend to policy areas such as sport, health, public safety, or border security. At the same time, he observed that Poland was among the most pro-European nations and firm believers in the transatlantic community. Morawiecki reportedly told EU leaders Warsaw was planning a new package of judicial reforms, as Poland won't accept our judicial policies being declared invalid. Health officials are warning that the number of COVID-19 infections in Poland could rise in the weeks ahead as the Delta variant of the coronavirus begins to spread more quickly and cold weather forces more people indoors. The Ministry of Health reported 6,274 new coronavirus infections and 75 COVID-related deaths yesterday, with 232 new cases reported in Pomerania and 37 in Trzemiasto. Health Minister Adam Niedzielski said on Wednesday that the number of daily COVID-19 infections had doubled in the country over the past weeks, and drastic steps could be necessary to counteract what he called an explosion of the pandemic. In an effort to boost COVID-19 immunity, the Polish Ministry of Health is offering a third round of booster vaccinations for those at higher risk of complications and exposure to the disease. Anyone 12 years of age or older can be vaccinated for free with two doses, and people over 50, healthcare workers, and people with reduced immunity due to various chronic diseases can also receive a third dose. Information on registration for initial vaccinations or booster shots can be found on the gov.pl website by registering online at the pacjent.gov.pl portal or by calling the special vaccination helpline at 226262989. The Institute of National Remembrance is encouraging residents to take part in the Light a Memory Candle event starting today in remembrance of those killed during the German-led Tannenberg operation in the first months of World War II. From the outbreak of the war until the end of 1939, some 55,000 representatives of the Polish leadership, including Polish officials, social and political activists, teachers, priests, and representatives of the intelligentsia, lost their lives in a series of mass, public, and secret executions. Participants in today's memorial events are encouraged to photograph the lighting of a remembrance candles at one of the memorial sites, such as those in Szpęgawski Forest and Karpno in Pomerania. For more information on the victims and places of remembrance, or how to participate in the Light a Memory Candle event, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with a slight chance of rain in the late evening and a light breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 12 degrees centigrade or 53 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a chilly overnight low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit. A similar mix of sun and clouds is expected for tomorrow with a slight chance of rain on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.